This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And unfortunately, ya ikhwa, a lot of Muslims are doing this. Wallahi, they are Muslims. Alhamdulillah, they are doing okay. Alhamdulillah, they are Muslim. They say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. But when you ask him to pray, Inna Allah ghafurur rahim. Inna Allah, yeah, Allah is ghafurur rahim. There is no question about it. But also Allah, what punishes? نَبِّ عِبَادِي أَنِّي أَنَا الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ وَأَنَّ عَذَابِي هُوَ الْعَذَابُ الْأَلِيمُ Tell my slaves, O Muhammad, that I am the merciful, the forgiver. But I am the one who punishes. مَا يُقَالُ لَكَ إِلَّا مَا قَدْ قِيلَ لِلرُّسُلِ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ What was conveyed to you, O Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is identical to what were conveyed to the messengers before you. Inna rabbaka ladhu maghfirah wa dhu iqab alim. Both Allah forgives and He punishes. That's why, ya ikhwa, there is what? Jannah and there is what? Hell. Allah created Jannah and created what? Hell. And yani, unfortunately, you may end up with brothers who overdo it with the side of hell. Yani, I admit that one day I was of that type. I mean, I used to overdo it. But also disregarding punishment and just focusing more on janib al-targhib is wrong. This could send people to what? To slack and be lazy. You have to remind them that there are consequences for not doing the right thing, especially if the knowledge got to you. Yeah, you have to strike a balance between, you know, Jannah and hell. Listen, Allah will forgive, yeah, but you have to strive. You have to, you know, work. You cannot assume, ولذلك شوف هذه الآية. ليس بأمانيكم ولا أماني أهل الكتاب. It is not in accordance, the verse in Surah An-Nisa. It is not in accordance of your amani. You know what amani means? Beside that, it's a girl's name in Arabic, but you know what amani means? Wishful thinking. That's what amani is. Exactly like these thoughts that those people have. This is called wishful thinking. Assumptions. وَلَا أَمَانِي أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ And is not in accordance with the wishful thinking of the people. Look, مَنْ يَعْمَلْ سُوءًا يُجْزَبِهِ If a person commits an evil act, he will be punished for it. And no one can save him. But we understand, ya ikhwa, min al-nusus, that, and this is a good line that you memorize, and inshallah we close with it today. إِذَا وَعَدَ اللَّهُ فَهُوَ مُوَفِّي لَا مَحَالَهُ وَإِذَا أَوْعَدَ فَهُوَ بِالْخَيَارِ When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises you something, Allah will fulfill. If Allah said that if you do this act, fulfill the conditions, and you strive to do it in a perfect manner, you will get this, you will get it. Why, ya ikhwa, why? Because breaking the promises is imperfection. And Allah is above what? Any imperfection. So if Allah promises, you will get it. But look at the other side. وَإِذَا أَوْعَدَ But if He threatens, if you commit that sin, you will be punished so and so for it. It's left for Allah to decide. We're not sure. And this is how we develop the beliefs that the people who commit major sins in Islam, they are under what? The will of Allah. وَقَعَ تَحْتِ الْمَشِيَةِ Somebody who is drinking alcohol right there in front of you. You can't say he's going to be thrown in hell. You can't. You cannot. But you say that he's under what? Under what? The will of Allah. If Allah wills, He will punish him the punishment that he named for drinking. Or if He wills, Allah will what? Pardon him. We know for certainty the only sin which Allah will not forgive is what? Shirk.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ.
Allah will never forgive that you die as a mushrik.
وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَٰلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ.
But anything else according to His will.
وذلك يا أخوة عنا حديث في الترمذي ورد في الحاكم. Two brothers. One of them is righteous and the other one is what? That kind, off and on. You know, some Muslims are like this. Wishy, we call them wishy-washy. Like, he's 1 week, mashallah, he's keeping up 5 daily prayer and he disappears for a month. And then, that's not you, Idris. And then he comes back again. So subhanAllah, the righteous brother used to live on the top of a mountain. So he came to visit his brother who used to live in the valley. It tells you the other one was what? Secluding himself. Yani. But this one was what? Mixing too much with the people. That tells you.
For subhanAllah, when he arrived, he spotted him. He saw him. He arrived at a time when he was committing a sin. It's like he arrived and he was doing something wrong. You know what he said to his brother?
Wallahi, la yaghfiru Allahu lak.
Imagine this. He said this to his brother. By Allah, Allah is not going to forgive you. You know, ikhwa, you're taking an oath on Allah. You know what that means? By Allah, don't forgive him. That's what he said. So you're taking an oath on Allah. You know that there are some people who actually may take oath on Allah and Allah fulfills their oath? Huh? There are some. And, Anas, I'll go back to the story, but I think it's worth it to mention this. That there are some people who actually may take oath. Somebody, oh Allah, aqsamtu alayka. I'm taking an oath on you that my son cures from this surgery. الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم والحديث في صحيح الإمام مسلم حديث أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه. One day he said this to his companions. رب أشعث أغبر ذو طمرين مدفوع بالأبواب لو أقسم على الله لأبره. There are some people, but look at the description of those people. أشعث, his hair is messy. He's not clean. يعني. أغبر, he's not neat. ذو طمرين, his clothes is not. مدفوع بالأبواب. You know what مدفوع بالأبواب? If he goes to somebody to visit somebody, knock, knock, open the door, you get out of here. But subhanAllah, if this person would take an oath on Allah, Allah will fulfill His oath. But again, Yaqwa, be careful because this particular hadith invited people to you know, we have back home the people who call them darawish. Huh? The guy doesn't even know al-Fatiha. Oh, stay away from this guy. This guy is... that's not what we're talking about. Yani, this invited the people to what? To appoint people of, you know, who look like this, but they don't have the... Here's what I'm going to share with you. Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in this hadith, he said, وَمِنْهُمُ الْبَرَاءُ بْنُ مَالِكِ. And one of them is الْبَرَاءُ بْنُ مَالِكِ. الْبَرَاءُ بْنُ مَالِكِ is the brother, the half-brother of Anas ibn Malik. Now, how many people heard that hadith? Few. One of them is Anas. After the Prophet ﷺ died,
in a battle during the reign of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu called Tustar, when the Muslims were invading Persia, Iran. Subhanallah, they came across a place called Tustar. These guys were building walls, and behind the walls, water. They tried for 3 months to break through this fortress. They couldn't. They attacked some people. So one of the people came to the Emir of the army and he said, why are we having a hard time? He is one of the people who heard this hadith. He said, man, we have somebody in this army. If he takes an oath on Allah, Allah will give us victory. Why do we have to go through this? So the Emir called Abu al-Bara' ibn Malik. He said, no, I'm not going to do it. Just to show you now the caliber of those people, the understanding of those people. Because this is called what, ya ikhwa? This is called karama. Ma huwa, listen, Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah yuthbutuna al-karama, al-awliya. Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we believe that there are certain people who have karama. But who are those people? Huh? The people who have righteousness and piety, like this one. And it is part of the karama that you do not disclose your karama. You don't come to the people and say, brothers, I made dua last night and Allah accepted my dua. You don't do that. You don't do that. You see, there is a difference between karamatul wali wa mu'jizatul nabi. The karama of the wali and the miracle of the messenger. The messenger is supposed to disclose his miracle. Why? Because the miracle establishes that he is delivering from who? That's the evidence for his what? Credential. But karama, very inviting. The people would actually come to you. When you say that stuff, so what do you want me to do? Kiss your hand now, Sheikh, who touch you, and the barakah, you're the barakah. La, shouldn't be doing that. You shouldn't be doing that. If you have karama, you're supposed to do what? Hide it. Ya akhwa, Imran ibn Husayn, subhanallah, Allah inflicted him with a disease. اللي هو البواسير هذا يعني. He could not go to the bathroom towards the end of his life. He was sitting in bed and he said this when he was dying, that angels used to come and help me go to the bathroom. But he never disclosed this while he's what? He's alive. Why? Because when you disclose something like this, you're inviting people what? Also, if you read the story of Ashab al-Kahf, the people of the cave, the companions, the youth, just go and read that story, even though it's Israelites, yani Israeliyat, we don't believe it, we don't believe it, but when they discovered them, they actually prostrated and said, oh Allah, time to die. These guys are going to make a big deal out of us, they may end up worshipping us, and we don't want to be a reason for their shirk. We fled for tawheed, and we don't want to be a reason to what? And the author says that they died while they were prostrating. They actually requested that they die. So the Amir kept asking Al-Bara ibn Malik, because now Al-Bara ibn Malik said, only few people know about this. Now if the whole army finds out that I have an answer dua, that Allah is going to answer my dua, now instead of relying, tawakkul ala Allah, abun Allah, they're going to tawakkul on it. Why do I have tawakkul ala mina ala Al-Bara? Let's go there. So Al-Bara becomes what? An object now. فأندر بريشر he said, okay, I'll do it. Look at the dua he made. Oh Allah, I take an oath on you that you let us see the backs of our enemy tomorrow, meaning we're going to chase them. وَتَوَفَّنِي شَهِيدًا. But it's time for me to go. خلاص. I can't live with this. Read the story of Uwais, Uwais al-Qarni. You know about Uwais al-Qarni, huh? Why did he run away from the people? And please, I don't want to, because that's dangerous. It can, because there are people with weak iman, weak faith. They're just looking for somebody to give them some benefit or something. الشاهد يا إخوة, in there are people who can take, the point I'm trying to make, I said I got off, but let's go back to the two brothers here. Yeah, this one take an oath on Allah, but
Look how Allah reacted to his oath. Allah revealed to the messenger of the time, من هذا الذي يتألى علي? Who is taking an oath on me? You tell this guy who took an oath on me that all his righteousness and piety, أحبط عمله, are in vain. He needs to start working over. All his salah is gone. All his zakah, all his righteousness and acts of obedience that he done in the past are void. Now he needs to start working over. And not only this, وَغَفَرْتُ لِأَخِي, and I have forgiven the sin of his brother. We can't. الإيمان هكذا يا إخوة. فالله سبحانه وتعالى indeed addressed these wishful thinking ideas that the disbelievers in Mecca in particular, according to the context of the verses, had about Allah, these false assumptions. And based on what? Are you assuming this? That Allah is going to give you a better deal in the Akhirah? This in itself is accusing Allah of what? Not being fair. And this is the reason why, ya ikhwa, there is a judgment day. Because some people worked. And some people what? Slacked. Is it fair to treat them alike? If you have two people working for you, one who does not work and does somebody who does not do the work and another one who does the work, you treat them equally? That's not fair, not just, not wise. Not wise.